Mrs. Warwick Smith ran the WRVS, the Women's Royal Voluntary Service, and she recalls the changes to Burnham at the start of the Second World War.
And so I was visited in 1939 and asked to collect the women of Burnham. We knew nothing about the organisation then. War broke out very shortly after, and Burnham became a closed shop. No one was allowed in or out without a permit. The Navy then came down here, and we were known as the St. Matthews. We had four wrens living here. The first job we really were asked to do was the canteen for the troops. This took place at the drill hall in Burnham, and I well remember how we all went down and scrubbed and dusted and got it ready, and in a very short time it was manned completely for 24 hours a day. The civil defence was then formed, the Red Cross, the wardens. We were having raids night after night. But we were all a very happy family. In spite of the war, everybody was willing to do anything to help the cause. We were also knitting socks, making shirts, etc., camouflage nets, and what a filthy game that was. All working with hessian and rope, and we got in such a terrible mess.
We hope that you've enjoyed listening to these recordings. If you want to learn more about local history, then Burnham Museum is just a few yards away, towards the town, along the quay. The recordings that you've heard were made by Zoe Bridges and John Booth and are part of the Essex Record Office Sound and Video Archive. The bench has been installed as part of the Heritage Lottery-funded project, You Are Here, Sound and a Sense of Place. The clips have been chosen and put together by local volunteers and will be changed at regular intervals. The bench has been supported by Essex County Council, Maldon District Council and Burnham-on-Crouch Town Council.